Well, hello there, beautiful soul. Welcome to Soul Chat. This is the podcast where we are having conversations deeper than the surface. My name is Ebony Chitora, and I am your host. And as a meditation mastery coach, it is my passion and my pleasure to absolutely create spaces that help you to step into your inner peace, power, and clarity. Teach you how to release old wounds and emotional trauma for good, and how to fly in learning how to own your value, charge your worth, and live your best life. So if that sounds like things that you are interested in, then welcome to the Soul Chat family. Make sure you stay tuned every single week for new episodes, new guests, and amazing breakthroughs. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday Soul Chat. Ooh, it's always so amazing to be here. So amazing. Today's topic is attention and intention. So attention and intention, as I set the room title, when it comes to healing. So attention and intention. When it comes to healing, let me just post this as the room title. Welcome everyone that's joining. I see you. Let's share out this space because it is always high vibrational and healing and elevating. So this is going to be an epic conversation. And Tracy, yes, come on up. Come on up. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday Soul Chat. Hey, my Carta. Today's topic is going to be so epic. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this space. Tracy, welcome, welcome. I actually thought about you before I got on here, and I was like, I bet she is in Whole Foods. Oh, how you being today, my dear sister friend, Tracy? How you being?
Hey, I'm
oh no, you're in the matrix.
Oh, okay.
You're in the matrix. We pray that your connection connects. It is connected by the ancestors and the spirit guides
and the Most High. Y'all, I totally got carried away in my shower, and I was just in there thinking about all the things I was grateful for.
But I thank you so much for showing up here to this space. Again, today we're talking about attention versus intention. Not really versus, but attention, intention. Go ahead and drop in the chat. How are you being today? I thought about this. Yes. Ooh, she's back.
Hey there, everyone. I was actually driving into my garage. I wasn't at Whole Foods today. Today, I was there yesterday. Today, I was at the park. So I'm grateful to be here. And I love, of course, anytime we're talking about attention and intention, and happy Sunday.
Happy, happy, happy Sunday. I see Shay has joined. T has joined. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is always an amazing space. Hey, Lakeisha, loving the new PTR. Yes, I'd live for these photos on here. Okay. Welcome. And Tracy, I am so happy that you are here. I love sharing spaces with you. Everyone, share out this space. This is always an elevating and expanding space. And the other day I thought, I was in another room, and this woman says, you know, Ebony, you are just, how does she say it? She said, you are a person of increase. Hey, Hank. And I was like, yes, yes, I am. That is my goal in life. Hey, Fati. Hey, Katie. Look at everyone trickling into the space. That's because y'all know these rooms are so good. And I thought about this because yesterday I joined. Katie, you were there. I believe, I don't know if Shay, you were there too. Yesterday I joined a space that is hosted by the Wellness Collective. So if you're not yet part of that house, make sure you join that house. I joined a room that's every Saturday called Shameless Saturdays. And this topic came to mind because when we talk about healing, or, you know, in that room, you know, it's always about recovery and, you know, the perception around that, our stories around that, our overcomings around that beautiful space. And it made me just really hone in on, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about attention and intention. Because a lot of times, all the time, right, when we are visualizing things in our mind, we are not, we're usually visualizing the worst case scenarios, right? We're visualizing, like, in my mind, as I was in the shower, I was in what I'll be doing in the next 3 hours, not in the shower, right? So I had to keep bringing my attention back to, like, okay, but I'm in the shower right now, right? So let me be present. Let me be here. This is why I got here a little late, because then I was like, okay, I'm all here. And I just love the bubbles. And I love this warmth. And I love that I get to come into the shower and cleanse my body every day. And then I was like, oh shit, it's like past 10 o'clock. So thank you so much for coming to this space. Feel free to come to the stage. Tracy, I would love to hear your take. Before we get into some other things, of what do you think about when you see the topic attention and intention?
Oh, yay. You know I'm all into this. Hey, everyone. I see so many beautiful friends. Oh, I'm Tracy Neely, the Illuminated Guide. And, you know, I live my life by attention and intention. It doesn't mean perfection. It means introspection. It means self-awareness. So how am I intending for my day to be today? With attention, knowing and seeing and feeling and trusting, where is my attention today? Because we know where attention goes, energy flows. So I'm here for this conversation. And it's interesting, when I think about attention and intention, last night was a room that I'm typically in on Saturday nights, and my intuition told me not to put any attention or intention into that, and I did not listen. Because I did not listen, I did not feel well in that room. So that was a big reminder to me to listen to my inner knowing, to my inner wisdom, because it's always leading me in the right place to what I'm paying attention to and intending to. So thank you.
Ooh, I love that so much. I love that so much because think about how many times if we actually find ourselves in a space where we're doing that too much, right? And shout out to, it was just 10:10 on the East Coast as you were speaking. It was something you said in alignment. I looked at the clock and it was just so divine. But how many times are we not choosing to follow and listen, right? And then we're finding ourselves in those spaces or not being aware of, again, paying attention to our bodies, because you and I, we love these topics, right? And if Namastoni ends up popping into the room, that's our other co-moderator. You know, we talk about chakras and healing. When we're paying attention to our body, that's what chakras represent, right? It's a fancy word that is Sanskrit, so it's not a part of our English language. In English language, it's your energy centers, it's your power centers, it's your tinglings, your feelings, and your body that are activating to share with you the truth of every moment, right? And this goes even back to the room we had for 3 weeks straight called Words We Need to Stop Saying, Phrases. So how many times do we find ourselves choosing against what we feel, right? And not paying attention to actually what we're feeling. I posted a link to the top that book is my book that I created. It has a date. It doesn't have any dates in it. You create your own dates, right? They say 60 days to create a lifestyle. Well, we're doubling up, right? Because
setting our intentions for the day to me has been extremely helpful in being aware of what I desire to unfold for the day and the things I desire also to remember. So if I said, like, what I've been writing for the past few days is ease, calm, and flow. So that when I get off track of those things, my attention, when my attention goes a little left, right, I'm like, okay, but I desire ease, calm, and flow. And am I pouring into that? Or to Tracy, your point, am I in a space that's embracing that feeling? Because there's a bunch, I realized that. And this is also why I created this topic, because like I've been getting all these emails, all these offers, like, come join this book. You know, Les Brown's going to be on the front. Come write in this book. This doctor who's been like, I've been getting all these requests. And it makes me, you know, and like the inner, if I'm not aware of myself, I'm like, let me do it all. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me do this. Let me do that. And I've learned that less is more. It really is. And it's more about more powerful actions that have huge intention behind them, opposed to my scattered actions of intention here, intention there, over there, my attention's going over there. And not for nothing, our attention is a commodity. Your intention, your attention has a price on it. Because if we can keep you distracted, I say we, the world around us, right? If you can stay distracted, Instagram is free, but how do you think Instagram runs, right? It's because they get to sell your attention to who? Advertisers. That's what keeps the apps afloat. You know, you think everything is just, it's just free, but then you have people working at these jobs, they make six figures. Where does this money come from? Right? It's being created through attention. So I love this discussion. Hey, Christina. Hey, Fati. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Katie. Lakeisha, Shay, Ricardo, Micah, my mama, Tracy. Tracy, I saw your emojis lighting up, so I'm going to pass it back to you. And also, I'm inviting everyone to the stage because this is a discussion where we all get to expand, elevate, and step into a level of awareness before our bomb weeks, our week starts. Ashe.
Yes. Ashe. So we're in this Mercury retrograde. It's in Taurus, right? Which is all, it's about our finances, sustainability. And we have an opportunity to notice what's being illuminated for us right now. Where is our attention, right? We can think about what our intention is, but awareness is a powerful thing because it supports us in bringing all of our energy back in so that we are present, right? If my body is here, but my mind is out there in the world, then my attention and intention is not going to be in alignment. So what I'm noticing for me today is, where's my awareness, right? That's why I go out in nature. Because when that negativity bias wants to kick in, and that negativity bias has been around for thousands of years, because that was all about the, you know, the flight, the fright, the freeze, the fawn, right? And so when I think about like where my awareness is, I know that my mind is a beautiful thing, but my mind will tell me stories, but my body knows the truth. So that is why I go in nature, so that I can embody my body with the body of the earth. And so today I'm noticing, like, where's my awareness? Like, what do I desire my attention to be on, so that I am intending that energy be attracted to that awareness, to that attention, right? Energy is everything. And Ebony spoke about that. And we speak about that. And there's so many of us that speak about it, because for me, these energy channels are channels of expression, how my centers are expressing moment by moment. So to get back into alignment with my attention and intention, I pause and take a breath, centering back on myself so that I'm feeling grounded and rooted and present in me. So I'm grateful for this conversation. And Lakeisha, beautiful sister, and Shay, beautiful sister, welcome to the stage. And for everyone here, notice where your attention and intention is today. Not from a place of judgment, right? Because judgment and curiosity are very different energies. Curiosity keeps you open and present, raising that high vibration. When we are in judgment, it's a low vibration that then causes us to go into a rabbit hole. And the mind says, oh, that's what you want to think about you today? Well, I'm going to show you 100 other reasons why you can keep thinking that. So thank you, Ebony. I'm loving the conversation.
Ooh, yes. Everything you said was so epic, especially getting into nature, because that nature itself is so grounding, right? Nature only operates in truth, right? You can't go tell the tree about something that's not relative to the tree and not true, right? The tree has its truth and it sticks to it. There's a movie, I'll say this again, because I always share things that I've watched that have really changed my life and my thinking. It's called The Power of the Heart. It's a documentary. Search it up to see where you can watch it. The last time I knew it was on Gaia, which is G-A-I-A. I use it as a part of my heart chakra class day when we do the heart chakra for 7 days of clarity. We play a small snippet of it. And one of the things the guy says that always sticks out, he goes, we are the only species that can be the walking dead. You know, he's like, we live, we breathe, we eat. He's like, but we are dead inside, right? We don't know our purpose. He's like, the fish knows its purpose. The bird knows its purpose, but we do not know our purpose. So part of this discussion today leads me to, you know, this is, you talked about alignment. Alignment helps us lead to purpose, right? And have that singular, single mind energy opposed to our mind being scattered, like you talked about, right? Our mind being everywhere, our spirit body being everywhere, because our mind is sending our, and our body, right? Mind, body, spirit, where it's being sent into all these different spaces that don't align with who we are. So thank you. And I pray that anyone listening is, there's a reminder to get outside and get into nature more, because it is so true that it vibrates, everything vibrates. So getting into nature is getting into that space of truth, of calm, of ease, of balance. Like, when you look at nature, it looks super chaotic, especially if you ever sat there and watched ants. Like, I'm that person that I do weird things like that. To most people, that's like weird to me. It's like, I want to know. Me watching it is like, gives me wisdom. But anyways, it's chaotic when you watch it, but it's balance. That is balance. So with that being said, thank you so much, Tracy, for who you be and how you show up. Lakeisha, welcome to the stage. Thank you for coming up. Let me know, what do you think about when you hear attention and intention?
Oh, what a powerful conversation this is, and abundant rising to each of you beautiful beings. Ebony, this is going to be a good one, girl. I'm super excited. And I see my beautiful sister Tracy, Shay, Lala, everybody in the building, y'all. Listen, y'all are in the right time and the right space. So make sure you have your pen and your pad out to receive downloads from those who are definitely able to add to you by what they're sharing, right? Because there's always something for each of us when someone else is speaking. And there's even something more when we share what we have learned, how we got over, right? How we got up and how we got better. So be intentional with that. But when I look at the topic, it does a couple of things for me. The first word I see is attention. So it reminds me to kind of pause, almost like that warning, you know, warning, warning, stop, stop, pause, and then attention. And it automatically goes back to me to say, wait a minute, here's a warning, pause. What are you doing for you? Where are you at with you? How do you want to be spoken to? How do you want to be treated? What's your posture to get what it is that you want, right? Whether it's that balance, that love, that that next level of my highest self, whatever the case it may be, pause and stop. And then what are you doing with you about it? How are you serving yourselves to others? And how are you posturing yourself for others to serve themselves back to you? Meaning, are you at the bottom of their heels accepting anything? Or are you posturing yourself saying, I appreciate you wanting to share, but this is not something that I'm going to partake of. I'm going to move past that. And we do have that right to say that. The reason this is so powerful for me, I was always taught share, 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 share. I came from a family where there was so many of us, they made it seem like it was taboo to have anything for self, to go in first before going out. And I understand as I grew why they wanted us to, because money at the time in their mindset, okay, let's just be clear. They didn't have a transformed mind. Money in their mindset was limited. So, of course, at that point, you're gonna, if your mindset is limited, guess what? You're going to live limited. But I realized that my grandmother, my aunties, they didn't have that shift for them. They didn't have that balance in attention and intention with self, so they couldn't teach it. And so now I love myself more than ever before. I love everybody else too, but I love me first. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who I will love next. If I don't love me, then the love that I give everyone else is going to come with some level of the intentions not being as pure as I want them to, right? So I want to serve pure. I want to love pure. I want to give pure. Because we all can think of a moment in here where we receive something from somebody else and we're like, what was the reason for them doing that? You know, like, I'm not really sure. We can all remember that. But when was the last time you asked yourself that question? When was the last time you trusted yourself to serve you purely, to love you purely, to help heal yourself purely and put yourself in the best place? So when I see attention, it's like, pause, Keisha. Pause. Pause for the cause. All right, baby, what are we going to do with this intention with self? Here's this big cup that we drinking the great tea out of. What are we going to do with this first while we're sitting here brewing over this while it's steeping? What are we going to do with self today? Because what we do today funnels what we're going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So for me, pausing, warning, attention, what are we going to do with me? And then just making sure that I'm balanced in it. But I'm excited about hearing about everybody else. I have my notepad and my pen, and I'm going to be as long as I can until my next room starts. But I'm loving this conversation, y'all. This is phenomenal. And never pausing my mic, but I'm muting it for now. So. Thank you so much.
Yes. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Oh my goodness. Post that the next room in the chat in case anybody wants to dive in with you. Your share was so beautiful, per usual. So if you're not yet following Lakeisha, make sure you follow her. Especially when it comes to self-love, right? Especially when it comes to self-love. But before I even get into that, welcome everyone to Cut Through the Noise. This is Sunday Soul Chat. It is all about having conversations that are deeper than the surface. You know, it's like some rooms that I'm in, I can see the shares. I cannot see them in most of the rooms I'm in, especially mine. So I am calling everyone to be in the abundant energy of sharing because you never know who needs this here discussion. And truly, we all do, honestly, right? Because when it comes to what Lakeisha, we talked about that attention and the pause. How many of us find that so challenging to pause or have experienced that, right, Tracy?
Oh, first of all, this is such a beautiful time to be in this space. So if you are here, there's a reason, there's a synchronistic reason why you are here on this beautiful app, in this beautiful space, hearing and feeling the vibration of what everyone is sharing, right? Because you're part of this too, right? This is a collective. This is a beautiful energy today. And Lakeisha, I love you, sister, so much. Oh, love you so much. And you sharing about the pause, and I know Yikiela's gonna have a lot to say about the pause. There is so much beauty and magic in the pause. I actually talked about it on a story on my IG story today. That pause is such a beautiful moment to come back and center on ourselves. And I hear you when you talk about, you know, your family was all about sharing, and the whole centering on self. And I know from my own family, if I have to think about my own family, they may have been in the flight or fright and mostly in the freeze. So that centering on self, it was like a fire hose. It's like, what fire am I putting out today, right? So you coming back and centering on you is such a beautiful thing, because when we center on self, we hold space for all parts of ourselves to be witnessed. We hold space for all aspects of ourselves to be seen and heard and loved. And when we hold space for ourselves, we can have the capacity to hold a deeper space for everyone else. So I am loving all about the pause. This morning, I took a moment to pause and breathe bring all of my energy back in. Whatever energy wasn't mine, I said, release this energy from my field, from my body, from my spirit, from my mind, from my soul. And so thank you so much for that, because there is so much beauty in the pause. Thank you.
Period. Period. Lakeisha, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say I'm grateful for all of you and for allowing the meeting of these amazing minds to share. Ebony, I got to first bow to you. And I know for anyone else that may be like, bow, girl, what you doing? Like, hold on here. There is no form that is too high for any of us to exalt and to praise someone else. Let's be clear. I think sometimes that's why we have a little challenge with this love giving and receiving, because we won't honor other people when it's due. But I want all of my days to have all the honor for each person as I see it. And I know this room would not have happened without your attention and intention second to make this Sunday Soul Chat available, and without being available to source. Yes, I'm saying it, available to source, to download this into your spirit to say, this is a conversation. And I want to express gratitude for every person that's on stage currently, that will be coming on stage, and that will stop by this room, and maybe even the replays. You're doing this for you. It is necessary. And this is why I said, take out a pen and a piece of paper. You never know when someone's going to drop some keys to some new doors for you. But if you're not, be ye prepared, you may miss those keys. And so I appreciate you all opening up the space for us to even have this, to learn from each other. You're never too old to learn. But even in your learning, as much as we may be a master of some things, leave always the space for yourself to become a student in this life. You're going to see it serve you better when you can. But this conversation, this topic makes me happy. For anyone else who has been imbalanced in any part of your life, I'm telling you, when you learn to shift the trajectory, just like that, shift that trajectory of your mindset and your heart set, that new movement that comes in thereafter is everything. And it aids in so much peace, so much joy, when you can take that chaos hat off, that bondage hat, and that hat of just being stuck in a space that's in a place. So I'm just in gratitude. And again, I just wanted to, applaud everybody for being here to listen to it. So again, I'm going to pause my mic. I'm here eager to hear Shay and Lala and Michelle. This is a beautiful space, y'all, and it is sacred and holy. So keep yourself sacred and holy in it right now.
Ashe, welcome to the space. Hassan, Mark, Adrian, Courtney, Christina, Katie, Ricardo, Micah, Chris. I said Christina already, I think. My mama, Michelle, Ikiela, Shay, Lakeisha, thank you so much for that beautiful share. Always Tracy, my sister queen, you are in Cut Through the Noise. If you have a ticket next to your name, that means you have not yet joined the house. Cut Through the Noise, you click those words above where it says Cut Through the Noise, and it gives you access to this space, as well as all the beautiful discussions that we will continue to have here in this space. I love Sunday Soul Chat, and it's thank you for that, Lakeisha, and thank you for those words. I love conversations that go deep. I always have, because we are not just in this human body, we are spirits. So we have to be willing to go deep, you know, and sometimes going deep hurts a little bit, right? But it's okay, because this is a space where we hold you high, we hold your hand, because there is nothing like community. Community is how we heal further and faster. That link above, when we talk about intention, that link above is my book, 120-day guide to purpose and wholeness. It has no dates in it, and it's really just created to hold, not even really just, but it is created to give you the accountability you need for this exact topic, attention and intention. I use it myself every day. If you're in my Instagram, you follow me on Instagram, you see in my stories, I use this every day. I share it because I'm always asking myself, what is your intention for the day? What are you grateful for? Having my mind have the attention on the things I needed to have attention on, because our minds are going to go left and right, just like everybody else. When I sat down to meditate, my mind was everywhere. And that's proof that you need to sit down. And I'm so grateful that I've been doing this for so long that I can drop into a meditative state the minute I close my eyes, without music, with music. Like, I can just really go there.
And I'm grateful for that because my mind hasn't always been that type of mind, but I've trained it to be. And it starts with the simplicity, the self-love. What Lakeisha talked about, self-love is one of those topics that, you know, it's on the edge. We have part of our world saying love yourself. We have the other part saying you're so selfish, right? And I always say to them, you should be too. Because when we learn that we are the asset and that everything in this life, our eyes see outward, but they're created so we can reflect inward, right? That's the illusion. It's to close your eyes and to really get centered on where is my attention going, right? When things are happening in life, right? And your attention goes to worst case scenario, anger, frustration, right? This is why it's so necessary for healing to understand this topic. Is because it is healing to bring your energy to the now. It is healing to recognize when you are in the inner child. As I was taking my shower, I'm thinking, damn, that 11-year relationship that I was in, my inner child was in that relationship. Because when the Queen Ebony stepped in, I was like, hell no, to the no, no. You know how that feels, right? Sometimes I was like, oh no, right? I just woke up and I was the Queen Ebony. And I saw why little girl Ebony did not want to not be in that relationship. Why she was comfortable there. Comfortable, but uncomfortable, right? So that's why this topic is so important, because I'm always going to talk about healing. I'm always going to talk about how does this relate to healing fast. I believe in fast. And I know we have this world. The reason why I use that word fast is because I have watched generations of generations hold on to things. Why do I want to create my healing journey and say, well, you know, healing takes time? No, it's about your attention and intention. And if I am intentional every day about the same thing, that's aiding this wound that I've once had, right? Then it's going to speed up the healing process. But if I'm not allowing my attention and intention to be directed towards those wounds, now I'm dragging the process out. And listen, everybody could do what they want. They could do what they want. But I've seen it happen. I've tested the theory with a program called 7 Days of Clarity, where I'm working with people for 7 days. And I'm watching them in the beginning, and then I'm watching them at the end of those 7 days. And it's like 100% transformation. Because the intention is so deep of like, okay, what do I need to do? Who do I need to be? How do I need to think? What things are affecting me that are keeping me back from the deepest levels of healing that I can experience? So thank you everyone so much for being here. These topics are so near and dear to my heart. I posted a link in the chat. That is my podcast. Let's blow it up. Let's share it out. It has amazing episodes, amazing, amazing episodes of overcoming and the things we need to do, to be, to think, to have expansive healing. I see my sister Queen Namastoni popped into the building. I know I called you in. I energetically called you in. Thank you for coming up. I'm going to pass it to Shay. Thank you for coming on stage. What do you think about and what made you come up to the stage when you hear about attention and intention? Over to you.
Love and light, guys. Lakeisha, I just wanted to say, what a beautiful share. I was definitely, you had my attention during your share. So I just want to say gratitude for your share. But what made me come into this room today? One, because I had such an amazing conversation with you guys last Sunday, and I had to come back. I wanted to make the choice to come back today. And then when I seen the topic, it made me think like, whatever I pay attention to, my intention follows. Like if I watch too much trash TV, I start thinking in a way of whatever I'm watching. Because when I think of the word intention, the very beginning, I-N. So my intention, I have to go inward. I have to go deep inward to see what my intention is. And when I think of the word attention, the beginning is A-T. So it's almost like this voice in my head. It's like, where you at, girl? Where you at? And it almost like it brings me back. So it's, to me, it's a guide. Attention, you know, being present in the now, coming back to myself and my intention, doing things for a reason. When you were talking about self-love, Lakeisha and Ebony, I was like, do I love what I'm giving my attention to? And do my intention align with that? You know, does my intention align with that? So I am here for this conversation because I'm paying attention with intention. And I'm here to feed my soul with this conversation. But that's what I think about the topic. So love and light. I'll pause.
Drop a one in the chat if Shay sounds like Beyonce. Just drop a one. Put some emojis. Let us know if you agree with that, because I just love hearing her. Right? You really do. Like, I need you to do some, like, some improv or something, because I just love your voice and I love your share. I love your share of, to your point, and what Lakeisha was saying is always being willing to be a student, always being willing to listen. Thank you so much for bookmarking this in your life. I really appreciate it, because I love, this is a conversation that's, it's for everybody, right? I want people to come to the stage to share and to dive deep so that we are refreshed heading into our week. We are centered. We are elevated. We are thinking about these things. Then we come back next week and we talk about something else that aligns with it, right? So thank you so much for creating intention to be here for this space. I love that. And I love that for you.
Hey, can I say one more thing too? You were saying that you couldn't see who shares. If you put your finger in between the word public at the top and that dot, you'll be able to see your insights there. I wanted to tell you that.
Wait, who was that for?
I think you said you couldn't see who shared the room, or you, or maybe I misheard.
Yes, I can't see. You said when I click on public?
Well, when you click in the space, that empty space between public and that dot, you can see your insights there. It's like, yep, there you go.
No, but I just, thank you so much for that. I just don't see it. You know, normally it's next to the share, and I see it in some rooms that I go into, but, you know, I still encourage everyone to share. So thank you, everyone who did share it. I appreciate you so much. I loved your share. I love all these shares as they are proving, and I pray that everyone listening to it knows that, you know, today is, you know, it's like we think, well, when are we going to start? It's like today, right now. And keeping that momentum up. And I also want to say this, I feel like it's on my heart, is let's refrain from beating ourselves up on the days that we don't remember, or we are not in the space of attention and intention. However, I will say that just like anything else, you do need to trust that over time, by being more and more and more aware of it, now we are creating more alignment, right? More alignment with who we are, you know? And that's what I feel like. I've been so focused on growth and expansion. And y'all know the number, $83,333.33, that all these opportunities are coming my way. And I have to be very intentional about what I say yes to. So that's something else that comes to mind when it's the intention. Because I have noticed in my life, and I'm not sure if you guys can agree, is that when we are, you know, it's like, you'll hear people say, it's like, why is when I'm super focused, now I got all these distractions, right? Because then you are challenged to put to work exactly the focus you need and the intention you need and the discipline you need, which sometimes is not a great word that we say to ourselves. We don't accept that word with grace, you know, discipline. And knowing that over time, it's going to pour back into you and you'll have greater days than not so great days. So Yikiela, thank you so much for coming up to the stage. Sister friend, please join this space when you get a moment. I believe I might have sent you an invite, but if not, go ahead and let us know. What do you think about when you hear attention and intention?
Wow. Great morning to all you amazing women. Two very powerful words, attention, which I have to share every time I open my mouth. I pay attention. And the only time we begin to make mistakes, repeat mistakes, is when we don't pay attention. And I stand firmly by that. And I pay attention. And I want to say thank you, because I told myself that I wasn't gonna interact with Clubhouse this weekend, period. And as I was sitting here this morning, in my practice, I'm sitting here doing my alignment, aligning my chakras. This room popped up on my phone. And Ebony, I was trying to resist so bad opening the app and joining, and the spirit kept pulling me into this room. I said, fuck it, I'm going in here. And I opened the app and came in. And as I was sitting in my practice, I write down things that speak to my spirit. And I want to share this with you because this is what I wrote this morning. Your purpose is connected to our assignments. Be very aware of attachments. Attachments are draining. Your assignment is your purpose. Remember, people hear your words, but they feel your attitude. I have the strength and courage to follow my purpose. And that spoke so loud to me this morning. Follow your purpose. Follow your purpose. So that is my intention. And all of my results come from my intention. Wisdom comes with the ability to be still and just listen. Being still, looking and listening activate the non-conceptual intelligence within you. Let stillness direct your words and your actions. And that's what happened to me this morning as I got still. I allowed the universe, God, source energy, to guide my intentions. And I am so proud of myself for acquiring the ability to be still and listen, tapping into my wisdom. And there has been so much noise around me, and the devil has been busy trying to discourage me. But I understand that I have the power and the choice to disengage. I don't respond to things that has nothing to do with me. I choose what I'm going to interact with. I am so proud of myself for acquiring the ability to be still and listen. I'm loving this energy, and thank you for accepting me and allowing me to share this space. I live my life around mindful pauses. Every word that come out of my mouth is intentional. Every thought that I have is intentional, and it's guided. I guide my thoughts like sheep, like flock. And when they begin to go astray, I guide them back in carefully, because I understand that all of my results are connected to my intentions. So thank you so much for allowing me to begin my week setting my intentions and commanding my results. I am sending love, light, prosperity, positivity. I'm sprinkling on every last one of you. And I yield my mic. Thank you, Ebony.
It probably takes a minute to actually get to the sound. Thank you so much for that beautiful share. So much there, so much there, you know, and what I keep hearing everyone say is listening, and wisdom is my favorite word. And I learned at a young age that wisdom is not given to you, it is earned. So just because you might be a certain age, it doesn't mean you are wise if you don't consistently listen. I feel like I need to pass the mic just so I can digest everything you said. Tracy, namaste. Namaste. If any of you, anyone wants to pour or share what you receive listening, go ahead and dive into this conversation. I'm passing the mic up.
I am feeling really elevated right now. Like, I feel like my vibration is so high, like so high. And I am going to pour into you, Yikiela, and also you, Shay, but I want to pour into you, Ebony. The way that you show up intentionally with your children and bringing so much attention and intention on them and loving on them while living in that duality of bringing attention, intention to your life. And when you talk about healing, you know, it's interesting. You could talk to 100 different people about healing or what it means to heal. And I love that that is an intention for you, right? And you talk about, Ebony, healing fast. And what's interesting about what you say is we make meaning of the things we say and the emotions they evoke. So if I'm someone who believes that healing is hard, healing takes long, I don't know if I can do this, I'm bringing so much attention and intentional energy to whatever that is. So I appreciate you illuminating what healing means for you, because it is everything. Because if we aren't healed, we are bringing our wounds into every space and place we enter, in every space and place within our life, into our business, into our relationships, into our finances. So I appreciate that you bring that back to healing, because it is all about the healing. And we heal our inner world because it's an inner exploration. So thank you for that and the intentionality that you hold with your purpose, with your work. You as a mother and with your partner. I appreciate that. And Shay, one thing I've noticed about you and being in rooms with you is the vision, right? Like that inner vision is like super high, right? And I love that you sit in that and that you own that. Like you speak that, like you say, like, this is what I'm seeing. This is the vision, right? Because I believe that is how you're living your life, being so intentional with your inner life and how that inner vision is guiding you on your purpose, in your purpose and on your path on this journey. So thank you so much. And Yikiela, thank you that your spirit guided you here, even when the mind was telling you a story about what you weren't going to do, that you trusted that spiritual being to guide you to show up here and then come off mic and share your words. You know, our words are like wands. They create this vibration and this frequency. And the intentionality with how deliberate you are in the pause of even when you're sharing to give those words that vibration room to breathe, to expand and be amplified so that it evokes this emotions that I can feel is everything. So I'm so happy that you trusted and were guided by your inner knowing, because it led you into a space and a place where you unmiked and shared in such a way that you created so much intention which is energetic presence throughout your week. So thank you so much for sharing. And I'm so grateful, Namastoni, that you're here.
Gratitude, blessings, rich ass rising, abundant ass soul Sunday. Wow. It's just a beautiful space to be in, a beautiful space to give my attention with intention. And I just am thankful to you, Ebony, for curating a space for people to come together where they can pour into themselves in a meaningful and intentional way. Attention to self and the cells, right? And the things that we give ourselves with intention. From the things that we watch, as we've mentioned, from the things we eat. I've been just paying attention to my body, and I am a foodie, let me tell you. I love to eat. But Spirit has just been calling me to be even more intentional about how I eat. I have never fully wanted to be like vegan or vegetarian, even though I'm a yogi. But I have been very minimal. I think I've had meat for maybe 4 or 5 days maybe since Ramadan started. I know it just ended, but I just, thinking about the ways in which honoring the paying attention to my body and doing the things that it's asking of me as opposed to the things my mind wants to do, right? Like, ooh, I want this. But my body is like, do you really? And it's been a beautiful process. Most times I'm not even missing it that much. But when I feel called to or I want to have some meat, I do. And I think that that is a beautiful way to live, to just adjust your practices for the moment. And with the eclipse season and just the constant evolution, this is the beautiful thing about seasons, right? Is that we have eclipse season every year. We have equinoxes every year, solstices every year. All these things are cycles and beautiful reminders to check in with this season right here, right now, like the breath, right? Take a big breath in. Hold it. Hold it a little more and relax your shoulders. And then just let it go. It's this moment, this breath. And when we are in full intention of living in this moment, in this breath, we pay attention. And the attention that we pay with intention is like an investment in self that gives dividends beyond words. I mean, all the things that we give attention to are going to come back with dividends. So when we are intentional rather than blindly moving or being persuaded by the energies or people around us, we find that the dividends are more beneficial, right? Because there's always going to be a consequence, for lack of a better word, a reaction, right? For every reaction, there is an equal and opposite reaction, they say. So the energy never dies, it flows. So when we are intentional about our energy, we can curate the way energy flows with more ease, as opposed to feeling like we're having to manage energy. So I think in my own life, it's been a journey in the last month around food and around relationships over the last year too, right? There's been, you have to be intentional about who you give your time and energy to. And even people who have traditionally had your time and energy might not be in alignment with where you are or where you're heading. And we have to be willing to release to receive, is one of my things I like to say. And that oftentimes is the hardest with people, because at least I know with me, when you have a big heart and know that the best is available and deserving of everyone, you want to take everyone with you on your journey. But not everyone wants to go on your journey, and not everyone is meant to or required to be on your journey. So pay attention to the things or people that you're clinging to that might not be paying the dividends that you need for your next step, right? Yeah, whether it's the things we've talked about watching, I've talked about the things eating, it's just mindful consumption. And this time and space that we are spending today is an example of mindful consumption, because energy is being expensed here, but it is mindful, intentional, and we are planting seeds that will stay with us for the rest of today that we can bring forth with us into the week. And catch ourselves, right? When we find our vibration off, or when we find frustration, or whatever the thing is that feels like we're out of alignment, stop and take that breath again. Big breath in. Pause and hold it and be aware. And then let it go. It's always this moment, this breath. And whenever you find your attention away from the present, bring it back with a breath, and then check in. Does this serve me? And is this an act of love? Right? Because everything we do is intentionally from love or not from love. And that includes the things that we give to ourselves, right? Not just in how we interact with other people, but the things that we do for ourselves. Are we drinking enough water? Are we getting enough movement? Are we telling ourselves the things that we deserve to hear? Do you look in the mirror and say, bitch, I love you. You beautiful. Have an amazing day. Because you deserve it. You are worthy. And so it is. Right? Be intentional about how you pour into yourself. Find little things to give yourself attention. Maybe it's a foot rub before you go to bed. Maybe it's a weekly bath. Maybe it's just a little time outside on the porch with a cup of tea. Find that little thing where you can pay attention to yourself with intention daily, and then diversify the list. So that way, if you didn't get your cup of tea in the sun tonight, it's the foot rub, right? It doesn't have to be one thing, but start building that intentional stockpile of ways to pay attention to yourself and yourselves. Yeah, I think I'm going to land it there. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to yourself. Surround your actions in love and awareness. And don't forget to breathe. The more intentional we are in the present moment, the more we can enjoy the gift of life right here, right now. Namaste, high on life. Thanks, Ebs. Love you.
I love you more. Wait, I got to do this real quick. Thank you so much for all the shares that I've heard thus far, Tracy. Thank you for highlighting who I be. I appreciate you. Namastoni, as you were speaking about how we love on ourselves and allowing that, you know, where does our attention go as far as how we're loving and what we're focusing on and what we're doing, right? Because a lot of times this is why this is a beautiful topic when it comes to intention and attention. Hey, Stack Pack. Hey, Fuli. Hey, Chris, or Fule. Ahmad, Mark, Moan, Ricardo, Shania, Simon, Yusuf, Christina, Micah, my mama, Shay, Namastoni, Tracy. Thank you all so much for being here in this beautiful divine space today. Yes, and as you were speaking, I was thinking, you know, when it comes to healing, where we are spending our attention is super important to go a little deeper with ourselves, right? In what we're doing, right? If you go eat that piece of cake, is it out of needing that boost of feeling better in that moment? Or is it because you really want to eat the damn cake? You're happy, you're celebrating something, right? If you're not, go ahead and put a candle in it and get a little more intentional when you eat that piece of cake, right? So to me, it's all about, and that's the shift in perspective that healing, you know, leaning into healing can do for us, and just going a little bit deeper than the surface, especially when we're thinking about attention and intention and what has our attention, is super,
super important. So I have loved the shares here today. I thank you all so much for the elevation. And Tracy, Yikiela popped out, but I believe as you commended her for her pauses, for how she delivers intentionally, I want to say that I believe everyone that's been on stage today, I felt that from, right? The speakers that I love the most, that is what I feel is the intention and the attention to what they're saying, that you're like, yes, like I feel that, right? That person can influence some thoughts, you know, in my being. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I'm going to invite anyone else that wants to come to the stage to share. We are going to close out this space. We have a hard stop at 11:30. That is the intention that we create here in this space. I would love to invite you up or into the chat. What do you think about when you think of intention and attention? And what has been getting your attention lately? So I'm going to send this mic up. I see we have some hands raised, but I don't see the person in the room. Oh, maybe I do. Ahmad, welcome to the stage. I see you raised your hand. Let us know and come off mic. What do you think about when you hear attention and intention? Over to you.
Hello, hello. It's kind of beautiful, Mr., to talk about intention and attention. But I believe in that they spread it into two situations, and it matters to what kind of person that you're trying to reflect yourself to and observe the whole situation around. So I feel like a person who has really good intention and this purity that is coming out of this person, he brings a lot of attention to others, because others, they live in this life and they're trying to meet up and click with those people that have beautiful purity of intentions, and though that they can build something together and that they can get attention toward each other. So I really love the two words in here, and they are so important in our life, in our daily basis as well. So yeah.
Does anybody want to pour into Ahmad? As I pick up this mic.
Ahmad, welcome, and thank you for coming to the stage. You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about how our energy can attract other energy, right? And you talked about, I noticed how you used the word beautiful, right? And there's so much beauty in being mindful and being intentional with our awareness. And so I love that you are speaking this. So I have a question for you, if you resonate with answering, and you can feel into it. In this moment right now, what has your attention?
Actually, there are a lot of things that has my attention nowadays, which is the business that I'm doing. Well, basically, I'm based in Dubai. I live in Dubai and I do real estate. It's kind of family business. And that the whole attention that is grabbing my whole focus is success. Because this is my intention in life, is that I want to get to the top. I want to be a very beautiful millionaire at a young age and with the help of others' attention. So basically, it resonates a lot to me through life endeavors and future endeavors that I really get beautiful attentions from other people. And that would be a very beautiful reflection that motivates me to be a better person and better myself to get to the top. And through that, I will improve my intention to stay calm, pure, and sweethearted inside. So that's it.
Thank you. It's rare. It's rare to hear those words, pure, calm, and sweethearted. And you use the word beautiful often. So the reason I asked you that was I asked you, like, what has your attention in this moment? And you were very intentional about speaking about your business. But when you spoke about the business, then you went into like the sweetness of being intentional. And so today, it's a beautiful thing for you to come into this space, to unmic and to share, because the way that I'm sensing it and feeling it right now is that intention holds so much beauty in your life. So I'm thanking you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, I love that you asked him that question. You know, because essentially, I believe as he begins, you know, it's a question that allows us to unfold and go deeper, right? So in going deeper, we hear that even though the attention might be success, right? The intention is, right, creating a beautiful life for myself, exemplifying a beautiful life, right? And that, you know, I'm a student of the course, The Science of Getting Rich. So essentially, it's less about the richness of how we just view it in a singular way of money, but who you be, right? A richness of peace, a richness of flow, a richness of an amazing heart. Because it feels good to be lighthearted and good-hearted, right, Amaz? Like, that actually feels good. It doesn't feel good to be angry about everything, pissed every day, and complaining about life. That's not rich, right? So I love the dialogue that you two just had, because I thought, you know, that's essentially what life, that's how life should play out, right? Where is my attention right now? So I want everyone to write this down, because Tracy, that was a beautiful question. Where is my attention right now? What has my attention? And Namastoni also brought that up, right? What has your attention? And then what is the deeper intention of the thing? And I think that's what creates the magnet, right? The magnet is, well, if I'm intentional about everywhere that I spend my time, because at the deeper part of me, I desire ... then over time, my attention is only going to focus on those things. It's no different than, I can't think of the law right now, than when you buy a car or you put your intention on something and then you keep seeing that thing, right? How many of you have heard of that? Or you buy the car and now you see that car everywhere. You're like, oh my God, everyone has this car. No, it's the fact that now your attention has shifted and you're paying more attention to that thing. So we can apply that to everything else. We can apply that to love. We can apply that to peace. We can apply that to abundance. And always, we can apply that to everything that creates a deeper sense of love. And now, right, Kingston? Right here, right now. Kingston's loving this discussion. I don't know if you guys are hearing his little giggle over here. He's like, yeah. Does that resonate with you? Does that resonate with you? Making sense? So I love this discussion. This is one for the books of paying attention to where our intentions are going and growing. Again, the link at the top is my journal. So this journal is created to help us not only create the intentions, but to also curate how we want our attention to be every day. With first and foremost asking yourself, the first question in the book is, what is your intention, when you get into the journaling part? Before that, though, is asking you, what is your story, right? Because we need to go deeper as to why do we want what we want, right? Because success, Ahmad, and I'm sure everyone else listening, you can agree, success is different for everybody else. However, we do as a society have this fixation on what we believe success is, that I believe is not success, right? It is not successful to be a celebrity. It is not successful to just have a lot of money. It is not successful just to have nice things and to live in nice places. That is, of course, a byproduct, if you will, of our attention and our intentions, and then we turn around and call it success, you know. But success for me is already feeling worthy, already feeling aligned, already feeling the love, the peace, the joy. So this book is created to create that momentum for us, right? Because a lot of times when we feel stuck, it's because we don't have momentum. Your attention is too fixated on things that don't matter, right? They say, mind the business that pays you. Right? And a lot of times we don't realize whether that, I don't know if you said that, Shay, or if it was someone else, but what are you watching, right? What type of things do you watch? Because all of that is pouring information into your subconscious mind, into your thoughts, right? So we have to be very aware. I think it was Namasoni who said that, what we're paying attention to, because the question will always sit on, is the world, is what you see in the world a reflection of you, or is the world just the way that it is, right? So when I see people post different things, and I unfollow people like this because I don't care who you are, I only show up on social media to be expansive, to share my expansiveness and to receive that. So if I'm seeing someone that says, you know, I just saw this in the news and this world is dot, 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 we live in a dark world. Do we really live in a dark world? Because if I walked into a room with one match, I would light up that whole room, right? So is the world dark, or is that if there's this fixation on what the world wants us to focus on and the attention of the darkness, right? There's light everywhere. There's light even in the darkness. There's the moon, there's the stars. So I believe as we all begin shifting our attention to what is not true, we get to create this beautiful world, right? We get to look at the paradigm and say, I don't really choose to believe that. I'm going to land it here and pass the mic. One of my favorite quotes ever is, question everything you've been told, dismiss what insults your soul. Apply this. I'm going to say it one more time. Question everything you've been told, dismiss what insults your soul. And it's by Walt Whitman. And the reason why I stuck like glued to this quote the first time I heard it at the age of 15 was because it gave me permission to look at the outside world and to disagree with things everybody else agrees with, to say, nope, I don't believe that. Nope, I'm not subscribing to that. Because that's what faith is, right? Faith is closing your eyes and being able to create your life from the inside, because that is where the truth is, that quietness that you've all been hearing in this space, getting quiet, listening, meditation, going within, taking deeper breaths, being aware of the breaths. Yes, Kingston, being aware of the breaths and our ability to breathe. If you don't feel abundance, that's because you're not breathing enough every day and you're living even down to your breath in a limited space. So healing is very simple. I will always say that. It's very simple. We choose to make it complicated. And the link that I posted, that the WHOOP, W-H-O-O-P. So I'm going to land it here as I share this with you. I'm going to show you guys all the links. Any links, products, things that I'm using that are helping me be a better person, I'm sharing it. So the WHOOP is a device kind of like an Apple Watch, but it goes deeper. And the reason why I love this is because, you know, when I talk about abundance and 83,000 and being a millionaire mod, I want a millionaire mentality when it comes to every facet of Ebony. How good is Ebony really sleeping? So this watch helps you do that. Like, I looked at my sleep. I wore it for the first time yesterday. You wear it to sleep. I don't recommend wearing it in the shower unless you like wet things on your arm. So basically it's telling me, out of all the sleep that I got, right, was it optimal? Was it going to be the type of sleep that I need to function at the highest level that I can, right? Because at the end of the day, we all have to know that sleep is like recharging your phone. So to live in the hustle culture of I don't need sleep, or I can get less sleep, is that really true, right? I can function on not a lot of sleep, but I want to be my best self. I don't want to be the just enough self, right? I don't want to be the not enough self. I want to be more than enough. I got more than enough sleep that I needed. And yesterday was actually more than I typically get. I got like 8+ hours, right? And I'm typically on like 5. So if I'm sleeping for 5, what this device is going to tell me is you actually only were in the best optimal sleep, which is REM sleep, for 1 hour. So when I'm feeling a little off and I'm not resting and recharging, that's because I'm not getting everything that I need. It also monitors vitamins, your heart rate. Like, it's crazy, y'all. Click on the link. You get a free month. I get another free month. I love this device because, as one of my friends shared it with me, I was like, that is so epic. That is so epic that I get to know myself at a deeper level. When I think my heart rate and I'm like relaxed, and it also tests your stress levels, right? Based on your heart rate and your body temperature and all these different things, your exercise regimen, giving you a suggestion of exercise regimens based on your goals, your heights. Y'all, it's crazy. I think it's epic. So if you think it's epic, so click on that link. The thing that we do get is you get a free month, I get a free month, and then keep sharing it out so we can all have a whole year free of testing this thing out, because it's going to help us get in alignment with that deeper sense of knowing yourself. And I'm all about technology that helps me to get there. So with that being said, I love this space. I love you all so much for being here. This has been a beautiful discussion on attention and intention. I'm going to throw the mic up as we get ready to close down this sacred, amazing, invaluable space. Again, sending you to the top to click that link. Go through the chat. I posted some other links for you guys all to tap into. Definitely the podcast. Tap into the podcast and all those amazing guests on there so you can continue to heal, to thrive, and to step into your best self. And more importantly, have discussions, not only with other people that you come to listen to, but that you get to take away and keep having those discussions within yourself and within the communities, your family. We should be having these discussions with the people that we love the most, even if we think they're not going to listen, because this is how we expand and bringing this awareness to them as well. So I'm throwing up the mic. Who's catching it?
I just want to say thank you for this beautiful space, and I've taken away so much. I've written so many notes. I'm excited for next Sunday and the Sunday after. And what my biggest takeaway today for me, and what I heard and what I felt, was intentional healing. Am I really healing if it's not intentional? So I'm going to take that with me. I want to journal on it. I want to sit with it. I want to see what it feels like. So gratitude for this space. Thank you for today. This is beautiful. You know, anytime that I'm in a space where my heart is really feeling and listening to what's being shared, you know, I'm a Sag rising, which is ever the explorer. You know, learning for me is so beautiful. So my intention is to have a beginner's mind. You know, it's like having a beginner's mind to learn new things, or to hear it in a new way, to feel the vibration of it in a new way, while also holding mastery while when we're sharing with other folks, right? Not having that stingy energy, just keeping it to ourselves. It's about sharing. So thank you, Ebony, for all that you've shared. Thank you, Namastoni and Shay and Ahmad. Thank you, everyone, for being in this space. We love your energy and your vibration being here and holding space for what we are sharing and how we are all here, taking it all in. And what I'm taking away from today is, I love that intentional healing, Shay. That's a beautiful, it's a beautiful way to share that. And I get the vision of that for you. So I'm so grateful that you shared that for yourself, like you're holding that for yourself. What I'm taking away is the pause. So much of my attention and intention in between the two is this liminal space of a pause. So that I am being so aware and being so intentional with how I'm moving through life, because life is epic. I feel like my life is beautiful in all facets of it, everything, right? The highs, the lows, everything in between. So I'm taking away all that I am feeling today and all that I've learned, and I'm grateful and thankful for this space.
Namastoni, did you want to come off mic with any closing words?
I am all for the pause in the liminal space, all for that breath, all for paying, for receiving the dividends of paying intentional attention to self. So may we all make wise investments this week and reap the rewards.
Ahmad, would you like to say anything as we close out this space?
I just want to share my gratitude for the chance that you had me speaking here. Today has been a very beautiful day. Life has been treating me well. And I just can't complain. You guys are the best of the best. I find a lot of success in your speech and a lot of tranquility. And here's the beast. Here's where we at. And here's what we for. So I hope you guys have a beautiful day today.
Let me get the sound. Wait, I got some more. I really love these sounds so much. They tap into the inner DJ in me. Michelle, I saw you had to pop out, but if you want to come to the stage, feel free to come to the stage because I know you had something to say earlier. I'm going to invite you back up if you'd like to come. Listen, this has been an amazing, a beautiful, expansive, heartwarming space. We join here every single Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time because this room was born out of the DJ in me, actually, in a radio slot I had every Sunday called Sunday Soul Chat. And then as I left that position, I was like, I'm going to keep talking. And then I created the podcast. So if you would like my top three favorite podcast episodes, I want you to go over to Instagram right now and DM me and I will send them to you. I am telling you, these are high level healing conversations. I have another coach that I love. He was my coach at one point and he's like, I'm going to call it high performance healing. That's what he calls his practice. And I'm like, I really like that because we get to be great and we get to heal in the same time. And healing doesn't have to be this dragging through the mud, you know, not living in our purpose type of process, right? You ain't got to be down in the slum just because you feel that way. It's okay. Breathe through it. We are amazing and worthy, and everything that we deserve and desire is here now. And I pray to, you know, vibrate that level of being to everyone. So thank you all so much for being here. I so appreciate you. Eddie, LaProd, Marissa, Kat, Michelle, Micah, Ricardo, Shania, Simon, Yusuf, Christina, my mama. If you guys are not yet following Deborah, that's my mama, Deb and Eb. We are a tag team superhero team. Definitely follow my mama. If it wasn't for her, there would be no me. And I like getting her follows. You know what I'm saying? I think it's cute to me. It's one of those things that we get to play in this game of life. Ahmad, thank you for coming. Shay, Namastoni, my beautiful co-moderator. Tracy, my beautiful co-moderator, as always. It's always beautiful to share spaces with you all. As we end this space, I would like to invite everyone, or who feels called, not everyone. Let me take that back. Who feels called to click on that link above. If you are needing deeper clarity within yourself, if you are needing spaces of meditation, of expansiveness, I do also offer custom meditations so that we can continue to grow and thrive and have a tool that is reminding us where to share our attention and intention. And if you want the special discount code for the meditation, feel free to DM me, but click the link above if you would like to jump on a clarity call. Woo! And do exactly that. Dive into the clarity of your own mind so that intention and intention is always aligned with where you're going. And this is the last thing that I will say, especially as we close out this space, with a mindset of healing. Healing, you know, sometimes with healing, it creates this where we want to be versus where we are. And I call everyone through what Namastoni did. I'm going to do it again. So everyone take a deep breath in with me in through your nose. Breathing out of your mouth. Healing is here and it's now. Where we desire to be is here and it's now. And the only thing we have to do is believe that that is so, that that is true. Right? Because it's the split in mind of, well, I really want to be over there, but this is where I'm at. Right? That creates the continued suffering, the mood swings, the moods, the emotions that drag us back into the past, right? Of not enough, just enough. So if we actually breathe into the moment, and if you forget, I want everyone here listening, remember to breathe. Remember that breathing is the most abundant, fulfilling, healing, present, evoking thing that you get to do. That is going to help you center on self, center on truth, create attention and intention behind what you really, really want, and not some fallacy that's coming from that unhealed space within us. So with that being said, thank you all so much for joining this space. I honor you. I appreciate you. I see you. Thank you for showing up for yourself. This has been amazing. I will be here tomorrow for the landing space, which is at 10:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's kind of like this space, but we end our day with high as vibration. So if you are called to join the space, feel free to join, because it is all about you, you tapping in with yourself, you tapping in with your vibrations. And again, when it comes to this topic, allowing your intention before you close your eyes to be high vibrational, positive, filled with love and light and truth. My name is Ebony Totora. It's been an honor and a pleasure being your host of this space today. I will see you all tomorrow. Feel free to go into the house and RSVP to that. Make sure you follow all the moderators and click the notifications on button, because I know just like me, they only dive into high vibrational spaces that you might be interested in as well. So with that being said, have a blessed and amazing day. Shout out to everyone listening on the replay. Shout out to everyone that's been here today in spirit. I love you all. Have a blessed and amazing Sunday. This room will be closing down with love in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Have a blessed. Goodbye. That sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this episode has delivered clarity and some. If you loved it, share it with a friend, because sharing is not only caring, it is a sign of abundance. If you're an avid listener, leave a review so I know how I'm doing. And continue to heal into your best version, overcoming all of life's challenges with ease and grace, because you can. And come back when new episodes drop with your pen, your notebook, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for more soul healing conversations. Be blessed, because you are so worthy of living a life that you love.